comprehensive college, which means that we've got the whole range of courses from hearing beauty right through to science and philosophy. We're also comprehensive in the
sense. But getting a leg up in life is about so much more than good grades. You can't miss that winning confidence and social ease some children get from their families without even noticing, but others don't. Ken Warman, the head teacher of B6, a sixth form college in Hackney in East London, has made tackling this his mission.
For success at university. So we make a very big effort to develop the all round personality and skills and attributes of our students.
Tell me a bit about this building.
As you see, the facilities are very modern, but we've also made a big effort to have the educational mission of the college portrayed in every way. So you'll see that there are pictures of successful students, that the slogans Aspire, Study, Achieve, High Standards for All are everywhere.
I used to be extremely shy when I came here, and like, I wouldn't talk loudly, even if it was a class full of all my friends, still wouldn't talk loudly.
The college gets students like Hital to make public presentations to the governors.
So as soon as I got up there, you get this adrenaline rush, and it just makes you feel like this is what you're meant to do. It actually made me feel so confident, and I just wasn't as shy as I normally am.
Faith, meanwhile, found herself being trained at an equal level with teachers to observe lessons.
I think during that moment it was, yeah, I'm a very confident person and I'm a mature person because I'm sitting here full of a room with teachers, and it allowed me to think I can do what I want to do with anyone because I'm the youngest. I was only 16 at the time and I've got a teacher who's 47 sitting next to me doing the same thing.
Here, our deliberate intention is to give our students a public school experience, in a way. And people are quite shocked at the people who come and speak here. And our students always say, why did they come here, sir? And I say, because we ask. And I think we are attempting to give people what public schools give their students.
Sean from Cockermouth has no graduates in his family. Shirley from B6 College back in Hackney dropped out of education at 18 with no qualifications and no intention of going to university. But Sean is now on his way to Oxford, Shirley to Birmingham.
My mum has always been one to push me academically, and a friend of mine suggested that I should do A-levels just to sort of get me back on track and give me some sort of purpose. There were quite a few times I couldn't come into college because the money wasn't there. I was having to spend like £15 every week just to be able to get into college.
My parents often hinted at it, that there might be potential there to apply to university, and it did seem almost quite alien to start with, to think about going away somewhere on your own at the age of 18. When I first decided that I wanted to study physics, there was teachers definitely encouraging me to apply to the top places, if you want to use that word.
I found out about a scheme, the Pembroke programme that they run here at B6. It's basically a year-long series of lectures which culminates in a week-long summer programme. We stayed at Pembroke College, Oxford.
And it was made as clear to me as it possibly could have been about what it meant to apply to these places, to sit aptitude tests, to be interviewed. And something that the school and the staff cleared up for me the most was what they're looking for. The whole time the emphasis was on, they're not looking to see if you're a genius, they're looking to see how you think. So that idea seemed bizarre to me at first.
The more we went to the lectures, the more I began to sort of believe that I could, you know, apply, go to university, have a good time there.
Have you surprised yourself?
Yes, yeah.
I was pleased with how I did, but I wasn't sure if I'd done well enough in the interviews to deserve that place. I slid the